Issues of copyright and the internet have plagued writers for years now. Commentator Heather Havrilesky has this warning of an even greater threat to writers and their work.
The life of the paid writer is just as glamorous as people imagine it to be. In fact, most of the writers I know are a lot like Carrie Bradshaw. You know, the sex columnist portrayed in the HBO comedy series Sex and the City. Because like Carrie, most of the writers I know spend the vast majority of their time traipsing around the city in $600 monoblanic stilettos, having playful, coy interactions with the opposite sex. Later, they swap titillating anecdotes with their glamorous, high-spirited friends while nibbling on $30 caramelized pear and arugula salads. And when they're not out on the town dating or dining, you can always find those writers lounging about their massive, beautifully furnished apartments in adorable little sleepwear sets. Ah, yes, they pace back and forth in their silk camisoles, cutely knitting their brows as they contemplate really big, really important ideas. Occasionally, they sit down at their computers and tap out a few words, maybe a sentence or two, before they're whisked off on another fabulous date. What's happened to our image? Time was when you said you were a writer, people pictured you hunched over your typewriter in some dingy rented room, all bitter and disheveled, grumbling to yourself, an open bottle of Jack Daniels within easy reach. I'm gonna churn out the last 5 pages by sunrise if it kills me. The suffering, the grime, the threadbare sweaters. Those were the reasons I got into this business in the first place. It used to be about the liver damage, for God's sakes. But now, everything's changed. Sure, all the writers I know are insufferable and moody and hopelessly self-involved, but their kitchen sinks are clean. Their nails are painted. Some of them even have health insurance. How are my writer friends and I ever going to be on the cutting edge of our own literary movement if we're busy making careful, informed decisions about our retirement accounts? If we really want to make an impact on the culture, shouldn't we be drinking to excess, stealing each other's ideas, and sleeping with each other's partners until we're hollow, destitute shadows of our former selves? How are we going to be the Dorothy Parkers and Anton Chekhovs of our generation if we're running around doing yoga and taking Chinese herbs for every barely chartable variation in our moods? If we were true artists, we'd be chain-smoking and picking away at each other's sanity. Imagine the loss to society if Dostoevsky had eaten pear and arugula salads.
Commentator Heather Havrilesky lives in Los Angeles.